Hey. Sorry for the bad note, but you know what? You've received with the Chill Zone Pepperbox podcast, and this is your host Ayushi. So, how about you get loaded for some good fun information and just how about again I say this, the Chill Zone.
एकदम रॉ
नहीं, इतना ज्यादा भी नहीं। लाइक लोग एकदम गंदा ना जज कर ले मेरे को, ठीक है? अरे
कौन जज कर रहा है? इवन योर फोटो में यू आर नॉट लुकिंग क्लियरली, तो चल मार.
वो भी है तो ओके। सो हेलो गाइस, नो नो हेलो। सो टुडे वी गोना टॉक अबाउट लाइक 70s and 80s म्यूजिक। व्हाट? So Aish is gonna interview me about the 70s and 80s music and what interests me in 70s and 80s music. So like today we're gonna talk all about it.
Yay, finally. So, all right, I'll start off. So, once I started talking to Chetan, I won't say how I met Chetan, but once I started talking to this guy, he was like, ठीक है मेरा प्लेलिस्ट. आई वॉज लाइक मेरा प्लेलिस्ट अच्छा है. आई बोस्टेड अबाउट इट एंड लाइक ठीक है. एंड देन ही सेंट मी हिज प्लेलिस्ट एंड देन ही वाज लाइक 70s 80s म्यूजिक सुन, 70s 80s म्यूजिक सुन. आई स्टार्टेड लिसनिंग टू इट एंड आई हैव बिकम अ ह्यूज फैन आफ्टर दैट. आई गॉट टू एडमिट इट. थैंक यू. सो विदाउट एनी फर्दर डू अपना इंट्रोडक्शन कर दे.
ओके। सो माय नेम इज चेतन। आई एम एन टोटल इंट्रोवर्ट। सो म्यूजिक इज ऑलवेज ऑलवेज बी माय बेस्ट फ्रेंड, लाइक अ बेस्ट फ्रेंड। आई ऑलवेज एक्सपीरियंस इट, लाइक फ्रॉम द लिरिक्स टू द बीट्स टू द म्यूजिक एंड ऑल द इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स। आई लव एवरीथिंग अबाउट म्यूजिक। सो नॉट आई वाज नॉट इनटू 70s एंड 80s म्यूजिक फ्रॉम द start, from the initial stage. But when I started listening music, I started listening with my sisters. Like we had in this remote fight, like all the siblings have, and I was younger, so I always used to like
lose.
I always used to lose the fight. So yeah, that's it. Then I have to listen their music with them. So yeah, that started with all the music thing.
So they could start with Backstreet Boys and everything.
No, no, not Backstreet Boys. Boys, like I started from the Bollywood.
Bollywood.
Yes, this started from the Bollywood, like all the 90s,
Nine XM chant.
90s and 80s, 90s and 80s music.
What do you should put 9XM?
Not na na that time there was no 9XM. It was like MTV. I guess it was MTV. MTV and V channel, like Channel V or something. I don't know. I don't remember, but
That's nice. That's interesting to enjoy it. I think so every Indian child has started with Bollywood, by the way. Almost all Indian. I'm not talking about high-end people, but basic sub log nine wo 9X, I mean 9XM, MTV, sub wo gana sunte. So anyways, let's not lead over this. So
Okay.
when was the first time did what is like that one song you discovered from the 70s music and you were like fan ho gaya tha ki wow ye kya discover kiya maine. So what was the first song you listened to?
Like my first song was this, like my first song was this music, like Uptown Girl from Billy Joel.
Oh my God, wow.
I think that was not from 80s or 70s. I don't know from which year was that, but when I listened to that music, I was like, damn, this music is too nice. And then, but still, I didn't dig into like 70s and 80s music. That was the time I was listening to like same songs, like from the Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, like from the 2012 or 11 something. Then this Netflix era started, and all these Netflix movies and series, you'll watch and observe that they used all these 70s and 80s music only. I don't know why, but all these songs. Then I was watching a series and I listened to one song and I was like, man, this song sounds nice. I should really dig and search this song. Then I started searching and I got that song and I started listening to it and I was like, man, 80s music was really nice. I should dig more. Then I started listening to all the 80s playlists from the Spotify, Apple Music, like from all these platforms. So then was the time I was like, man, 80s music is really nice. I should really start listening to it and like dig almost everything about it. So that's the when it all started.
Ah, that's cool. I remember watching Perks of Being a Waltz. That was my both. This guy is like, yeah, I was a popular guy till that time. She introduced me to good music, and then unkay for Tunnel song hai. And once I heard that song, I was like, God, I'm falling in love. When it's now, usko sun liya, but I can still go back to it and listen to it. And even that song, Take On, I can't sing, so even Take On Me.
Take On Me,
that was so good.
That music is really nice. It touches your heart. Like to me, that is my heart. Like everything I should get in the song is like Take On Me. Like from the video, from that music, like all the instruments they played, like wow. I have no expression, but wow. Like as you said, from the Perks of Being Wallflower, like I was always into that old school thing. Like all these boys used to make a playlist of the song and give it to girls, like just to impress her.
Yeah.
So I was into that. So I made playlist for that thing only. But yeah, that was it. So, but Economy was like really nice. Yeah, I
remember that. But sadly, we are not in that era, and sadly, we are in India. So I think so girls would prefer Bollywood music, right?
Yes.
I am sorry, but that is the thing. Not me though. Not me. I am not that kind of thing. So what are like the artists like you find the most iconic and like should be on everyone's playlist? I'm not saying compulsorily, but ek baar to sunna hi chahiye zindagi.
Like from the artist, I think it would be Pink Floyd. Like as I introduced you to your Pink Floyd, when I started listening to Pink Floyd, I listened to that first album from the Pink Floyd, like Dark Side of the Moon, uh-huh. And my mind was really, really, really blown. How they created that playlist from the first song, then they connected to the second, then they connected it to the third, and the whole album is connected to each other, and all the music plays continuously from first song to the last song, and they tell a story from the like whole album. They tells a different story. Like you are experiencing that story. So I should really, really suggest you to listen like Pink Floyd, man. Not just to listen to Pink Floyd, and like all the lyrics, you should see all the meanings of their lyrics, what they are trying to say from their lyrics. You should really dig into Pink Floyd. Like is a must hear band from all time.
Oh, I think so. That's so cool. But we are getting all remixes, right? And people are not putting that much effort into a song. It's just, I mean, I'm not discouraging EDM song. It's also a beautiful genre. But you have Badsha, right? What is this? There's no meaning to it. And then you have Pink Floyd. So you cannot say that music has gone bad. You can just go back and see. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, music never. I think music never goes bad. Like Badsha has his own choice to make a music, and until he's popular, he should make that music. I think like people wants to hear that song. Like everybody's listening to Badsha, so he should never stop. Like I'm being a musician, I should like give my fans what they need. So Badsha is making songs what their fans need. So, yeah, basically that. And there are still there are so many artists that creating a music from the all the 70s and 80s, like same music, still, like Arctic Monkeys and the 1975.
The 1975. Oh, yeah, their music is amazing, though, right?
Yeah, they do like it comes from an idol what they are what they are idling them.
That's true.
No.
Like people who idolize Madonna was Lady Gaga. So you see lots of inspiration from her this day. It's a different topic. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I think the song feels different when you're like taking interest from the artist. Like when you'll never like the music from the Pink Floyd or all the 80s, like 70s. But when you'll hear the artist explaining his own song, then you'll it will excite you to listen to it. Like they explain it so well, and then everything is so well, like I can't put it in words.
That's true. I mean, like, okay, so as you're talking about artists, like we have Bon Jovi, Billy Joel, Queen.
Billy Joel, yes, Queen.
And then there's so many more. Let's talk about a little bit of the few artists, if it's okay with you. So, how about Bon Jovi? I mean, his music is amazing, you know. It is like lifter. It is like a soul. If you're depressed, so then I just go ahead and I put Bon Jovi. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I first listened to it in your playlist. And then, I'm sorry, in Perks of Being a Wolf Star, and then in your playlist. And then I copied it all in my playlist. So that was a weird thing. I put up your playlist public for those. I'll put a link to it for that. So, yeah. What is your take? Like, what made you interested in Bon Jovi? When did you first hear his music, and what do you think about the artist?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Bon Jovi, first time when I listened to Bon Jovi, my sister was listening to this song, like Living on a Prayer. So, when I was watching the video, I was like, man, this guy is really skinny, and how he's playing the guitar, like, that interested me in really guitar, okay? So, there was, like, so many people, he was on concert, and he has this really long hair and everything. I was like, man, is he on drugs or something? I don't know what was it. Like, I was 12 or 13, I guess, so I was really, really, like, judging him for all this. Like, when in India, we never saw that kind of people.
Yeah, right.
So, like our society never make us see that like when we see a really guy having a long hair, we were like, what is this? Why is he carrying a long hair and everything? So when I saw him, it really, like, I was like, what is this man and everything. But when I was 18 and really listened to that song. And I was like, man, this music is really nice. Then I saw the video, and then I realized, man, I watched this video when I was 12, and I was really judging this guy and all that. Then it started from the guitar, like it really interested me with guitars, like how that guy was playing and all these people were getting mad on him. So that's when I started digging all the songs from the Bon Jovi. Then I listened to that second song, You Give Love a Bad Name.
Oh, and yeah, yeah, yeah.
That song was really, really cool. Like, that song really gave me, like, vibes of dancing.
Huh.
Like, I should really start to dance on this song. Like, it was not made for dancing. Still, I don't know what makes me dance on that. I don't know.
Yeah, I can just imagine you dancing. So, it's sweet. I mean, yeah. I think so his songs are used a lot in movies, by the way.
Most of it. I agree. It was, their song was used in Perks in a Block. The Perks of Being Wallflower as well.
Yeah, that's why I'm mentioning it. It's being used in movies. How can I not mention my favorite movie? That's why I actually like the old songs. Is that the reason you added Come On Eileen in your playlist?
Yes, that was a real, like, real.
Yeah, it was Emma Watson. That's why you added that in your
playlist. That was the Emma Watson. Like, okay. I put
The Emma Watson.
The Emma Watson, yeah. Like she's like every like child's first crush from the Harry Potters.
Harry Potter, yeah, right. So you now that you listen to music, you have seen Queen ka ek concert tha Brazil mein, right? And it was like a massive crowd. And he started playing Rock You. Like, we will rock. And the whole crowd was jumping. Like, I wish I was like dead. My half kya career is at the manam. So, have you seen that? Have you seen that Queen ka whole concert anytime? Videos?
That was charity concert. Charity concert for Africa, right? So, I listened to that. Like, I listened on YouTube before it came on movie. So, I listened there. Like, I don't know, was it or not? Is it true or not? But they have a world record of there are so many people chanting same song at most of the decibels. Like, they have a world record, I guess, for that song, for that concert. For the Queens. I don't know. I don't know is it true or not, but it was shown on movie. So
yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, the front man is Parsi. He's actually a Parsi guy.
I came to know when I saw that movie. I never did into information of the like Freddie Mercury. I never knew anything about it. But when I watched the movie, I knew everything. Yeah. From that movie only, I got to know.
So I think some of the movie ka promotion kari rahe. I hope those guys see it and pay me a bit. Like, I'll give you half of the money because you've mentioned like 5 to 6 times. Like 6 times humne mentioned ki people will definitely go and see the movie. So 60 people might. Because there's estimated audience is 60. Yeah.
If it's about 70s and 80s music, then you should really watch. Like, एक कर भी इसलिए रहे कि लोगों को पता चले लाइक 70s एंड 18s म्यूजिक रियली कूल था जितना लोग सोचते उससे ज्यादा था लाइक सीरियसली सुनने में. तो अगर उन लोग को 70s 80s म्यूजिक सुनना है तो ऑफ कोर्स वो लोग ये बोहेमियन रैप्सोडी देखेंगे. लाइक आई एम 100% श्योर.
And you know, not even English, even Hindi 70s 80s music is very sweet, sir. Like if you actually go ahead and listen to it, it's kind of evergreen. You might have heard of it, right? Obviously, you're Indian.
I think that was in 70s and 80s was an era where there was no, like, transition in the music. Like, everything was playing like original.
Yeah.
Like, there's this guitar, only one guitar, and there's this flute and everything. All the instruments were playing. There was no, like, technology thing. Like, they are sitting for hours and editing that song.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, yes. So that sweet symphony, there was sweet symphony in that. Like you are listening to like really, really instruments only. Like there is no any technology-based music.
Yeah, so basically, if you really want to hear your instruments and everything, you should, unedited, you should definitely try 70s and 80s music. Right?
70s and 80s music, like really. Like there was this Casio. Casio used to make like so many, like, different kind of sounds, but still it was nice.
Yeah, I remember Casio's. Yeah, you're so right. So we're going to Bon Jovi. We've talked about Pink Floyd. We talked about Queen. Is there any artist also you like to mention? Like, there's so many, obviously. So the Smiths and it, like, right?
The Smiths, yes, really the Smiths. Even the Smiths. When I saw that movie, you should remember. First was the Perks of Being Wallflower, and second was 500 Days of Summer. Have you watched that movie?
You're going to kill me, no.
It's okay, I'll tell you. Like, there's this scene, this guy is in the lift, and he's listening to this song in the headphone, the Smith song, There's a Light That Never Goes Out. You should really listen to it. Mm-hmm. So this guy is wearing headphones and listening to that song, and there's this girl came, Summer, really the heroine of that movie. So he tells the guy, like, I love this song. I love the Smiths. So when I heard that dialogue, I was like, who is the Smiths? I don't know about this myth. So I googled it and I got to know about that they are music band. They are big British band, so they play music and all. So I listened to that song from that movie. There's the light that never goes out, and then I liked that song. I really liked that song. And then when I watched this movie Perks of Being Wallflower, even there was this song Come on Eileen. So then I really loved this myth and everything about that.
Okay.
So basically movies interest me to listen to 70s and 80s movies and series. So that's where it's all rooted.
I have a feeling if suppose all these movies are entering a pop culture again and again, so there could be a thing that 70s and 80s music could be like, you know, revived as an again a part of the pop culture of our existence. So yeah, it's very interesting.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm sorry, I didn't listen to that last.
हाँ ऐसे कि जो पॉप कल्चर है हमारा राइट नाउ नाउ डेज मूवीज आर स्टार्टेड अगेन एंड अगेन दे आर यूजिंग दीज 70s एंड 80s म्यूजिक एंड हम लोग ऑब्वियसली देयर विल बी अ टाइम दैट मेनी इंडियंस लिसन आई मीन इंडियंस आर हैविंग नेटफ्लिक्स धीरे धीरे आ रहा है राइट सो एवरीवन विल बी इंट्रोड्यूस टू दिस म्यूजिक एंड आई थिंक सो देयर विल बी लाइक अ रिवाइवल ऑफ द 70s एंड 80s एरा लाइक दिस इन एरास कम बैक सो दैट could be a slight chance that we might everyone suddenly starts listening to 70s and 80s but everyone but quite a lot of
there could be a chance like all the music lovers will really listen to it like just there are people like me who loves music so they will be listened I think they already have listened to that already
obviously but I'm sure there are many people in the rural areas also like, you know they will definitely get to it like I don't
know they will definitely but I don't think so like everyone will like there are so everybody has their
different
their own they like different genres of music so I 70s and 80s is like all these alternatives and that kind of thing people who really listens to like dance music and all this EDM thing they I don't think they will like that music so much like we do.
Yeah, that's true. So, what are like the top songs you personally like a lot? Like, abhi tumne artist bole, but there might be few songs, eh? Maybe not the artist a lot, but the songs are like bang on.
Ah, there's so many songs. Like, there's really different songs. I should be name what which song I know the most.
I'm seeing. Oh, we forgot Kiss. We forgot Kiss and AC/DC. How can we do that? We forgot BG's. God, no. This does not happen. ABBA was also Kiss. There.
Which?
ABBA, A-B-B-A, ABBA.
A-B-B-A.
Yeah. ABBA. And then there was Bee Gees, you know, Stayin' Alive, that one. And then you have your AC/DC, Highway to Hell. Like, how can you forget Highway to Hell?
Highway to Hell, even I love that song from the Toto Africa. Have you listened to that song?
Oh my God, that is just amazing, dude.
That was a real classic song from all times, man. That music was really so good. It gives me chills from the inside.
Yeah, from the inside. Okay, and even this I don't know if you've heard this is song Vienna by Billy Joel, and I think so kind of like it a lot because he's like just slow down, you crazy child, you know, but ambitious, so just come back home. And the lyrics are so beautiful, I just fell in love with it.
I haven't listened to it, but I think I should. That will be on my next list.
You should. You definitely should. And there is also one more song. I think it relates to Corona, but at times I feel the lyrics. It's like every breath you take. Police ka suna hai kabhi?
Oh, damn. I really love that song. Like, when I saw that video, there was this girl playing this cello, and my really really like dumb mind was like, what is this guitar thing? Why is it so big and so weird? Like when I really first saw that video, and then when I was like 18 when I started listening to all these 80s music, I really went back to that song, mm-hmm. and I watched that video, and I was like, yes, this is cello, this sounds nice. Okay, so I was really dumb at that point to not to know about it.
It was
a really good song.
I remember you telling me that you like the song Happy Together by the Turtles. And it is used a lot in the movies as well. Like, we're happy together.
I heard that song before also, but when I listened to it on this show, that 70s show, and all the, like this video from that... all the characters are dancing and really happy. that gave me really different kind of like
funny and was cute, good vibe.
Yeah, different kind of vibe for that music.
Yeah,
I haven't thought that this music can be really made for dance. I never thought that.
And they use it in a comical sense, those were all hasi aa raha tha. Like, once you see that song, so like, I literally laughed a lot in that scene. Then,
me too. When I was watching that episode, and I looked all these expression from their face, and it made me laugh, really laugh.
Fez is an iconic character, though. See?
Yeah, he was.
Except the last season, it was good. So I know every wedding song in for English weddings is like Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. Have you ever heard it? Can't Help Falling in Love. I wish my voice was good for one reason. But even that song is so beautiful. It's like so romantic. I can't help it.
That was like every heartbreak song ever. Like best heartbreak song. Like, every heartbroken guy will listen to that song. Every.
Oh, my God. It's true. And, I mean, there are so many songs. Like, there is also one more. I mean, we are just saying, ye gaane ka naam hai, acha hai, acha hai karke, but it is actually so many good. So, the top mentioned one was, like, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Have you heard that song?
Which song?
Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World. When I listened to that song, it reminded me of that Lord song. So I was thinking this song. So I first listened to that version of song, like Lord's version of that song. Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Oh, okay. No, but this was like an old song. I think so. My sister also vibes to the song a lot. She likes all these type of music. So, Sabi, if I put this, she'll be dancing in some other room. Weird thing. Yeah, so, yeah, that's it. 70s and this thing. So, do you want to speak anything?
I think we should really talk about this band too. Like, The Cure. Have you listened to that band?
The Cure?
Yes, The Cure.
No, kill me. Again, kill me.
I've posted so many stories about them. Like Friday I'm in Love.
Friday I'm in Love, I've heard. Obviously I've heard that song. Ha, I heard of that.
It was on my playlist. Friday I'm in Love.
Ha, I know. I had put it in my playlist as well. After that I liked it and I listened to it like 20 times. Ekshati. And that's my bad habit, I know, but I did that.
That was a song which really convinced me that everybody have that their mood swings. Like one day they are in love and second day they are not.
So it's not just girls, it's everybody.
So that convinced me finally that yeah, there are many people like me too.
Oh God. I remember listening to this song. If you've ever seen the movie Madagascar, so usme gaana aata hai Stayin' Alive by Bees Gees. God, that song is so vibrant. Once I saw that video, I was like, that's weird. I thought they were girls, but they were guys. And the song is really good. Stayin' Alive, Stayin' Alive. You might have not heard it. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
Wow, how can you do this to yourself?
Oh, I don't know what to say about it now. Like, there are so many songs. Like, there are so many. Like, how did I know every song, man? I know so many songs.
You know, there is a band called as Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, oh damn. When I really started playing guitar and all these things, I started playing guitar at age of 20, I guess. Now I'm 22, it's been 2 years. When I started playing guitar, when I first went to that guitar classes, my colleague told me that you should really listen to like Guns N' Roses. They play really nice music, and the first song I heard was Sweet Child of Mine. And when I heard that guitar solo from the Slash, man, I was totally blew away from all the skills he had of playing guitar. Man, like there are so many legendary artists that give like that idolize you from from their first song only. Like there are so many.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like Elvis Presley, right? I mean, those guys, they had Elvis Presley. I don't want to insult anyone, but now we have Justin Bieber. So he's gotten better, but I'm just saying, like, look at the variation we've gone from, right?
We went from variation, like, yes, really. Like, all this British music went from same variation from the American music. I don't know if people talk about it so much or not, like British music and American music. Like, as we can see, all this from The Smiths, they were British band.
Yeah.
So they used to make like different kind of music and they used to give different kind of chip. But when you listen to like One Direction and you'll see like many things have been changed from music.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously they have to popular kill it, they have to like make others happy, right? So I guess they might have changed it.
I guess so. Like not in British or American music, it happens in Bollywood too. So I think that's the music. It changes like technology changes from an era to era.
That is true. Maybe our kids would be listening to something and we'd be like, "Hamara gana zyada acha tha." One Direction, suno to hamara gana bahut acha tha.
I already see that song. I'm taunting my like grandchild or like, what is this song you are listening to? I don't know which. Music have been evolved from that 2050 or something. I don't know. There will be like Katy Perry. Still, Katy Perry was singing like she'll be in 80s or I don't know.
Yeah, that could be a thing. That I actually see this. Like, main baithi hu wahan par and kisi ne gaana lagaya and I'm like, beta, ye gaana acha nahi hai. Mera samaan hai kal zyada acha tha.
Like really.
I just hope these old songs are gold and they don't get lost completely and they like just stay evergreen. And always there should be like a few people who go ahead back and listen to them, to these 70s and 80s music. Like, that's my inner wish.
Like in 10 years, I don't think everybody will listen to 70s and 80s music. Like it will be like 60 years old. Like that will be really long time to listen to 60-year-old music.
Yeah. That could be so. I don't know कि 1900 में क्या हुआ था, right? या 18th century में क्या हुआ था? You don't know, not even I know. Maybe it could be like gold for all you know, or not.
Like when till be in like 2030s and everything, their old songs will be like 90s and 10s. So they will pod about 10s music, 90s music.
Yeah.
So that will be old for them. And 70s and 80s music will really like.
That's true. So, right. So, I'll just simmer down the conversation here because if you go ahead and pick out every artist, I think so. Meko ek do ghanta, do din to lag sakte aaram se. And I don't think so. Anchor allows me 2 days long podcast. Right?
Right.
And we both are introvertish and awkward. So then we'll be like, why are they doing this? So yeah, I want to say, like, do you want to spread a social message you really care about or a society change you want to see? And then we'll go ahead.
Conclusion, like, man. Really suggest करूँगा लोगों की like 70s and 80s music सुनने को इतने haven't started yet like there are so many new things you will get to learn about the music from the 70s and 80s music like how they used to like they used to sing without like auto tuning and all and there all these artists like Pink Floyd how they created that music from one song to connecting to the other song. I really like that technique. And I haven't seen that in this 20 years or 30 years. Like still I haven't seen that kind of technique from the music. So I should really suggest everybody to listen to all this 70s and 80s music.
Definitely. That's nice. And thank you for coming and I hope you come for more episodes. And we talk about more things, right? Not only music, but more things as well. Thank you so
much. I think it was more exciting for me than for you.
Excuse me, I listen to 70s and 80s music, okay? ऐसे लगे डाउनलोड कर रहा है मेरे को यहाँ पर तो
नहीं ऐसा नहीं but really मेरे को like सच्ची में like मेरे से आज तक किसी ने बात नहीं की थी 70s and 80s music के बारे में so I really appreciate you for calling me here and tell everyone about it. So
it's like pura zindagi ka kasoor khatam na ki 70s 80s music ke bare mein baat nahi kiya aur aaj baith ke sab bol diya sab nahi kuch chalo point bole
finally maine logo ko bataya ki ha ye suno like what I'm listening to please and have a conversation with me on this topic
okay So, if any girl is interested in 70s or 80s music, I have Chetan ka contact. Just message me. I'll send his contact to you. It's not like as if koi karne wala hai, but main pretend karti hu ki karega koi
okay.
So, please DM Chetan. I'll put up his playlist and his this thing. Yeah. ID, Instagram ID. Number to main hi dalungi, that's unsafe. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.